Well, it's time now for today's press review. Liam McGuinn joins us in Studio Ford. And Liam, we're going to start here in France, where the Prime Minister is in his first week in the job, but coming under heavy, heavy criticism.
Well, François Bayrou is pretty much the only name on the front pages of the newspapers here in France. I'll start with Le Figaro. They have the headline, Bayrou already under pressure. That comes after the Prime Minister chose to take a government jet to the town of Pau, city of Pau, where he is still mayor, rather than fly to Mayotte, of course, the overseas French overseas territory, where thousands are feared dead after that deadly cyclone last weekend. Bayrou also yet to form a government, something which, according to L'Opinion, has annoyed President Emmanuel Macron. Endless negotiations and several missteps, they say. They have this cartoon on the front page this morning showing both men facing off in a lift where the bell sounds, warning that the max authorised load is one single mega ego. Libération have the headline, Bayrou, a series of blunders, they say. His beginnings to life at Matignon don't inspire confidence. One of the new PM's biggest gaffes was in trying to defend his decision not to go to Mayotte. He pointed out that Emmanuel Macron had already announced that he wants to visit the island, and he thinks it's a good idea to stay in mainland France because, as he puts it, it's not customary for the President of the Republic and the Prime Minister to leave national territory at the same time. The problem, of course, is Mayotte is in France. It is national territory. Libération note that this comment doesn't look good for him, especially for a man that proudly claims to be rooted in France.
Yeah, a bit of a mistake there. But let's move across to the United States, where President-elect Donald Trump is suing yet another media outlet.
The newspaper in question this time is the Des Moines Register. You can see it at the bottom of their front page this morning. It all revolves around a poll published just a few days before the presidential election that suggested Kamala Harris would win the state of Iowa. The pollster in question was J. Ann Seltzer, who is also being sued. Her poll predicted Harris to win by 3 points. At the time, that did baffle a lot of people, considering Trump won by 8 points in 2020 and ended up winning Iowa by a whopping 13 points this time around. The president-elect has called it fraud and blatant election interference. Now, I want to show you the headlines in the country's two biggest newspapers, and they're remarkably similar. The Washington Post, Trump sues Des Moines Register, escalating attacks on media. The New York Times, Trump sues, escalating threats against the media. They make the point that Trump has long said that people he claims have wronged him should be prosecuted. He's now proving that he really meant that, because this particular lawsuit comes just a few days after ABC News agreed to pay $15 million in a defamation case. $15 million after an anchor said on air that Trump had been found liable for rape, when in fact a New York jury found him liable for sexual abuse. This Financial Times piece argues that this case has set a dangerous legal precedent. Many have questioned why ABC would settle so quickly in what they call a weak case. It's fueled speculation that they settled to avoid further trouble from the incoming president. He's doubled down on his attacks on the media, even threatening to revoke broadcast licenses for news channels, including ABC.
Okay, definitely one to watch. But meanwhile, one of Trump's biggest allies making headlines, notably in the UK, Elon Musk, apparently ready to make a large donation there.
You can see the headline on the front page of The Telegraph, and you can see Elon Musk front and centre. Musk ready to bankroll Farage. The billionaire met with Reform leader Nigel Farage at Mar-a-Lago on Monday. Farage actually wrote about the meeting in his in The Telegraph this morning. You can see the quote. Elon Musk believes Britain is in deep trouble. He says Musk is right behind him, and he's giving serious consideration to backing Reform financially. The number that's been suggested is £78 million. That would be the largest donation in UK political history. According to The Guardian, Farage didn't actually meet with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago, but he did hold talks with future Vice President J.D. Vance. Important to note that Vance is favourite to be the Republican candidate in 2028, and the next UK general election will probably not be held until 2029. Electoral laws in Britain do stipulate all donations to political parties worth more than £500 must come from donors registered in the UK, but The Guardian say that there are avenues Musk could use to back reform. Options include going through the UK branch of X or even by securing UK citizenship, for which his father says he's eligible because his grandmother was British.
Ah, a sharp change of gear to finish, Leo. You have some advice for any Disney princess that might be watching?
Some pretty potent advice, Eve, this morning. This is in The Times. Scientists telling Disney princesses just how they can live happily ever after in a healthy way. And let me show you. This is a proper study taken underway by the University of Twente in the Netherlands and published in the British Medical Journal's Christmas issue. They tell us that although there's been a focus on Disney princesses perpetuating unrealistic beauty standards of late, not enough attention is paid to their health. Disney princesses face serious real-world health hazards. I'll give you some examples. Jasmine from Aladdin and Snow White are both risking social anxiety from their isolation. And while Rapunzel might have a beautiful head of hair, its weight could cause her to be at risk of developing traction alopecia. For Belle, she could well contract rabies from the Beast. As Sleeping Beauty is exposed to health hazards associated with oversleeping, such as cardiovascular disease, stroke, obesity, and diabetes. And finally, Cinderella, well, she's forced to run the household, of course, and continuous exposure to dust puts her at risk of developing occupational lung disease.
Thanks for taking the magic out of the fairy tales, Leo. Leo McGuinn there with our look at the international papers.